You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis broke new ground today in the way he communicates his message when the first ever papal TED Talk went online. TED is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading ideas in the form of short talks. What began in 1984 as a conference covering technology, entertainment, and design, hence the acronym, today provides talks from a wide range of different speakers except popes, until today. Sean Patrick Lovett was watching and listening.
Those of us following TED's annual conference in Vancouver had been promised a surprise world figure who would deliver his 18-minute message on the conference theme, The Future You, alongside tennis superstar Serena Williams, entrepreneur Elon Musk, and chess champion Garry Kasparov. But no one expected to see the Pope's face appear on the screen. "I very much like this title, The Future You," began Pope Francis, "because while looking at tomorrow, it invites us to open a dialogue today, to look at the future through a you. The future is made of yous because life flows through our relations with others." Speaking in his typically personal and informal style, the Pope reminded us of how everything is connected and of how life is about interactions. "None of us is an autonomous and independent I," he said. "We can only build the future by standing together, including everyone." The Pope's second message regarded educating people to a true solidarity in order to overcome the culture of waste that puts products at the center of techno-economic systems instead of people. "The other has a face," he said. "The you is a person to take care of." The Pope illustrated his point by quoting Mother Teresa and the parable of the Good Samaritan, before going on to talk about hope, which he described as a humble, hidden seed of life that with time will develop into a huge tree. "A single individual is enough for hope to exist," he said, "and that individual can be you." Pope Francis' third and final message was dedicated to what he called the revolution of tenderness. "Tenderness means being on the same level as the other," he said. "It's not weakness but strength, the path of solidarity, of humility. And through humility, even power becomes a service and a force for good." The Pope concluded by affirming that the future of humankind is not in the hands of politicians or big companies, but most of all, in the hands of those people who recognize the other in a you and themselves as part of an us. Because we all need each other. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.